The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody, from New Knoxville High School. I'm Rob Weaver with Lady Indian Basketball, Fort Recovery in New Knoxville. We've just started the game, and New Knoxville scored first to make it 2-0. Allie Topp with a basket. And here's Kennedy Mollenkamp, who was fouled in the act of shooting. And she puts the free throw up to make it 2-1. Kennedy will have one more. That foul was charged. This one's good also. And I'm not sure who the foul was charged to. So anyway, New Knoxville has the ball stolen by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp brings it down. She'll pass over on the right wing. We're way up in the end zone here at New Knoxville. Around the horn it goes. Maddie Guggenbiller on the left. Back out top it goes to Carly Niekamp. Feeds over on the right side. Back out top to Callie Wendell. Wendell dribbles the basketball. Tie game, 2-2. Fort Recovery with the ball. Kennedy Mollenkamp, right side to Sage Luthold. Back outside it goes to Carly Niekamp. On the left to Callie Wendell. Out by the three-point line. Looking for a teammate. You better move the ball. Yes, she gives it over to Sage Luthold, top of the key. Right side to Carly Niekamp. Over to Callie Wendell. Three-point shot. Good! Callie Wendell. She's been having a pretty hot hand as of late. And makes it 5-2. I know she led Lady Indians with 17 in the win over Salina the other night. Fort Recovery up 5-2 here in the first quarter. Brought to you by our friends at Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. Your friendly Health Mart Pharmacy, Calp Pharmacy. New Knoxville with the ball. Kiana Wellman. And we have a foul called on Fort Recovery. A whistle on Kennedy Mollenkamp. It's number one on Kennedy. 5:51 left to go here. Here's Topp going to the basket. Her shot is blocked by Maddie Guggenbiller. Now Topp knocks it away from Guggenbiller, but Maddie got it back. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp on the right side. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Glad to have you along with us tonight. Right side, there's Kennedy Mollenkamp firing a three from the right corner. No good. Rebound comes down to Addie Albers from New Knoxville. Fort Recovery leading 5-2 here in the early going. There's a drive to the hoop, and it's out of bounds. Just losing the dribble was Kiana Wellman. And so Fort Recovery gets the basketball back here. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore and Dr. Tom Banna and all the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tan and Chrissy Hart at the Vormore Family Dentistry Office, formerly Family Dentistry of Dr. Tom Banna. They're at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. There's a shot by Sage Luthold, no good. Again, Dr. Vormore will stay there for a few months with the transition, but Dr. Banta will stay there for a few months with the transition. But Dr. Kim Vormore has purchased the practice. It's now the family dentistry office of Dr. Kim Vormore. They'd love to be your family's dentist. Another three-pointer by Callie Wendell. She gets two in the first period here to make it 8-2. Six of those 8 points off the shooting of Callie Wendell. Inside the top, she'll hook it up, and no good. Rebounds tipped around, picked up by New Knoxville. Back out top, three-point shot. It's no good by Kiana Wellman. Shot's up and no good, and a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery, I think. They're going to nail Carly Niekamp. Yep. Carly picks up her first personal foul. Fort Recovery comes in 6-14 on the year. New Knoxville's 1-20. I think their only win came in overtime against Waynesfield's Goshen. Free throw's up and no good by Addie Albers. She'll have one more. two seniors tonight. One is Allie Topp of New Knoxville, Maddie Guggenbiller the other. And there's the second free throw good by Addie Albers to make it 8-3, Fort Recovery by 5. From New Knoxville High School tonight, the home of the Lady Rangers. Right side, Carly Niekamp drives, puts it up and got it. Nice move by Carly Niekamp as she powered it in. That makes it 10-3 now. Fort Recovery up by 7 here in the first quarter. This is the last regular season game of the year. We start tournament play next Wednesday, and we'll be there to bring you the game. Shots fired up, no good by Addie Albers of New Knoxville. Fort Recovery with the rebound. Down comes Kennedy Mollenkamp. She'll feed over on the left side to a colleague who's in the game now. Out top, Carly Niekamp. Right side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp looking, passing over here to Eva Colleague, top of the key. Left side it goes to Carly. Carly drives in, puts the shot up, short, no good. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville's Bryn Egberts. Egbert feeds off to Kiana Wellman. Wellman comes down across the timeline, works her way to the right side. New Knoxville with the ball, trailing 10-3. About 3 minutes left in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Ball's tipped away, a scramble, and they're going to call timeout for New Knoxville to save possession. Timeout, New Knoxville. We'll be back in a moment here at New Knoxville right after we pause for this commercial break.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month. This month, we are offering 15% off Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Fish Oil Nutraceuticals. Numerous clinical studies have shown increasing your intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oil can enhance your overall cardiovascular function, including healthy heart rhythm, circulation, blood vessel function, and triglyceride levels. Visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bourne, or Union City, Indiana. Kaup Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
They have their gym expansion complete here at New Knoxville. There's another gym on the other end of the main gym here, and they're playing the part of the 8th grade MAC tournament there tonight, and that place is full of people just on the other side. There's only a curtain separating the two gyms, so it is a little bit noisy sometimes from the other gym with this setup. Here's a shot fired up from the right side, no good by New Knoxville. Rebound chased down by Eva Colling. Eva will pass over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. She'll bring it down. Dribbling, passing on the left to Carly Niekamp. Around the horn it goes. Over on the right to Callie Wendell. Callie will pass down low. Kennedy Mollenkamp back outside to Maddie. Maddie Guggenbiller to Callie Wendell. There's a three-point shot. No good. It's off this time. Rebound, though, Eva Colleague of Fort Recovery. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter of play on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Ask about Cal Pharmacy's weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist about their great service of their weekly delivery prescription program. And Fort Recovery threw the ball away. Turnover. Lady Indians haven't had too many turnovers tonight. Maybe that's a couple. 1:50 to go here in the first period of play. Right side it goes, back out top. Over on the left, there's a three-point shot up, no good. Missing that one for New Knoxville was Kiana Wellman. Top with the ball down low, back out top it goes. And there's a ball lost out of bounds, but they say it was tipped by Fort Recovery out of the hands of Addie Albers. Albers is only a freshman. They only have 7 girls suited up here tonight. Fort Recovery will be playing New Knoxville's boys tomorrow night at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Here's a pass over on the right. 3-point shot is good. Draining the three was Lauren Wengler from New Knoxville. That makes it a 10-5 game here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Fort Recovery up by 5 points. Callie Wendell with the basketball, drives underneath, scoops it up. It's partially blocked, no good. Rebound comes down. There's a scramble for it, and I think there might be a held ball. And that is going to go to Fort Recovery, it looks like. Maddie Guggenbiller is going to toss it in. The officials here tonight are Ben Kramer, A.J. Kramer, and Bruce Etzler. Here's Callie Wendell on a three. It's good. That's her third three of the first quarter. She has 9 of our 13 points, and Fort Recovery leads 13-5. New Knoxville with the basketball. Down they come. Over on the left wing, there's a shot. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Sage Luthold. Missing that shot a moment ago for New Knoxville was Lauren Wingler. Right side to Callie Wendell. Back out top to Maddie Guggenbiller. Maddie's our lone senior. And she almost lost it. Over to Sage Luthold. Now to Callie Wendell. Fort Recovery's going to hold the ball here till the last shot. We're down to 15 seconds left. Callie will fire and miss. Rebound comes down. Held ball is called. This is going to go to New Knoxville. That means Fort Recovery will get the ball to start the second quarter. 7 seconds left, so New Knoxville has plenty of time to get a shot off here. Bringing the ball up the court is Kiana Wellman. Wellman goes to the left, stops, back outside to Top, who fires and misses. Allie Top had an open shot, but it wouldn't go, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. For handicap medical equipment, visit Cal Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you need handicap medical equipment of any kind, you'll be able to get it there at Cal Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center, again in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. We'll be back with quarter number two coming up in just a moment.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
And there's a shot up and in by Carly Niekamp. Niekamp scoring for Fort Recovery right underneath. That's her fourth point of the evening. Makes it now 15-5. Lady Indians led 13-5 at the first quarter break. 15-5 now. And New Knoxville with the ball. It's knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Now New Knoxville just lost it. Went off the fingertips of Allie Topps as she got the inbounds pass. Unforced turnover there for New Knoxville, and they certainly can't afford that. New Knoxville's only 1-20. They beat Waynesville Goshen in overtime. Lady Indians at 6-14. A lot of people didn't think Fort Recovery would win two games this year in the early going, but the Lady Indians have come on as of late, playing pretty good basketball. Kennedy Mollenkamp over to Callie Wendell, way outside. Now to Sage Luthold. Sage will pass over to Eva Collig. Back to Carly Niekamp, drives the baseline and puts the shot up from 10 feet away. Won't go. It rolls out of there. Rebound comes to New Knoxville. Bringing the ball up is Kiana Wellman. Wellman dribbling the ball against Kennedy Mollenkamp. Works her way to the left. Fort Recovery in a man-for-man defense here. Here's a shot up and no good. Rebound chased down by Carly Niekamp. Is missing the basket was Addie Albers for New Knoxville. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp right down the middle. Stops. Feeds back out to Carly Niekamp. Bounce pass goes down low. Shots blocked. Sage Luthold had a shot there, but it was blocked. And rebound comes to New Knoxville. Lady Rangers with the basketball. Had beautiful lighting here at New Knoxville, I will say that. Here's a shot up. It is good. Lauren Wengler gets her fifth point of the night. And that makes the score 15-7 now. Lady Indians by 8 points here in the second quarter. Brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland dealer. There's a ball stolen away by Top out of the fingertips of Eva Kollig. And down comes New Knoxville with the ball. Again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer on Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Finding her opening and going inside was Lauren Wengler, getting a layup almost untouched. And it's a timeout called by Fort Recovery now. Lady Indians lead has shriveled down to 6, 15-9, with 5:30 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. We'll be back with more action right after we pause for this.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound drugs to the dosage, the form, and the strength prescribed by your physician, making a customized solution just for you. We also compound hormone restoration therapy to help with symptoms of menopause and andropause. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana. So stop in or visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Fort Recovery plays New Knoxville's boys tomorrow night. Two of their boys' team for New Knoxville in a bad car wreck recently. And we understand that one will be back tomorrow night to play Fort Recovery. The Waterman boy apparently suffered some back injuries and probably won't play anything the rest of the year. But the other boy is supposed to be back tomorrow night. He practiced tonight. And I don't know what his name is, but one of the two will be back against Fort Recovery tomorrow evening. Here's Carly Niekamp on a three. It's too long, no good. Rebound chased down by Kennedy Mullenkamp, but can't hang on to it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be New Knoxville's basketball. Holly Gann, the coach of the Lady Indians, the coach of New Knoxville, Olivia Koenig. Been kind of a frustrating year for the Lady Rangers. Here's a shot from just outside the free throw line. Banks it in. Good. Scoring on the play was Bryn Egbert. I think that's her first shot of the night. Makes it a four-point game, 15-11. And on the left is Sage Luthold. Puts it up. It's an air ball. No good. It goes out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. Must have went off of New Knoxville somehow. I'm kind of blocked out here on this end. We are high above the court on the, would be the east end of the gym, but very difficult to see underneath us here. 15-11, Fort Recovery by four. They have the ball. Here comes the inbounds pass to Callie Wendell. Back out top it goes to Eva Kollig. Kollig bounce pass goes over to Callie Wendell. Now to Carly Niekamp, puts it up no good. Rebounds battled for. That ball just rolled in and out. Fort Recovery still gets it. Here comes the inbounds pass. Outside to Callie Wendell. Open from three, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Carly Niekamp, and there's a foul called on New Knoxville. That is going to be whistled on Araya Finnig. Araya Finnig gets called for the foul. Here comes the inbounds pass to Fort Recovery. Ball's tipped around, and they're going to say touching at last was Bryn Egbert of New Knoxville. So Fort Recovery will keep the ball again. Carly Niekamp quickly inbounds it to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp will Pass off over here on the right to Sage Luthold. Back out top it goes. There's Callie Wendell. Oops. Pass is a little bit out of control, but I guess Sage Luthold was able to save it underneath, and there is a whistle and a foul called on New Knoxville. It's going to be whistled on Addie Albers, I believe. That's number two on Albers. Of course, New Knoxville is already pretty thin, and they can't really afford anybody to get in foul trouble. Here we go with the inbounds pass. Carly Niekamp back over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Open from the left baseline. No good. Rebound Eva Kolick. No good. Rebound Carly Niekamp. No good. Knocked out of her hands. And New Knoxville ends up coming up with the ball. Araya Finnig with the basketball. Over here on the right side it goes. Underneath. Back outside. Shots fired up. No good from three-point land by Bryn Egbert. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Eva Kolick gives over to Callie Wendell. Wendell comes down, passes down to Sage Luthold, back outside. It's stolen by New Knoxville, and New Knoxville calls timeout. Timeout, New Knoxville, 3:23 to go in the first half here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. See the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. That's the Great Plains TurboMax. Check it out. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
With the ball now is New Knoxville. They trail only by four. Shots up and good by Top inside the free throw line, and the lead is down to two as Allie Top scores. It's 15-13. Fort Recovery led by 10 points at one time, 15-5, but New Knoxville has rolled off eight in a row to make it a two-point lead. Fort Recovery tries to pass inside, and it goes off of the Lady Indians. Turnover, Fort Recovery. New Knoxville will have the ball. Maddie Guggenbiller will go to the bench, and here comes Carly Niekamp back in. She had gone out for a little bit. We've got Callie Wendell, Carly Niekamp, Kennedy Mollenkamp, Eva Kolick, and Sage Luthold in the lineup for the Lady Indians. New Knoxville with the ball in the top free throw line. She will try to hand off, got it back, goes to the hole, puts it up. It's good, and she is fouled in the act of shooting, and this game is tied. And Allie Top can put the Lady Rangers out in front here if she hits the free throw. That was apparently called on... I'm not sure who. It was called on Eva Kolick. And the free throw's no good. The game stays tied at 15-15. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Here comes Kennedy Mollenkamp racing down, puts the shot up. No good off the glass. Rebound comes to Top. Feeds it out here to her teammate, Addie Albers. Over it goes now to Lauren Wingler. Wingler in the right corner to Araya Finnig. Finnig back out top to Addie Albers. Albers dribbling the ball, goes down the left of the lane, scoops it up, missed it. Rebound, Eva Kolick of Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will bring it down. Underneath it goes. There's Carly Niekamp up no good, and we've got a foul called on the play on New Knoxville. It's going to be whistled, I believe, on Lauren Wingler. It's number one on her. Going out of the game is Addie Albers, and coming in is Kiana Wellman. Fort Recovery with the inbounds pass, not the one and one yet. Whoops, traveling on Callie Wendell. Callie went to pass the ball, and she couldn't get it out of her hands. And while she was trying to get it out of her hands, she walked about two steps. That was definitely traveling. New Knoxville with the ball. They can take the lead. It's a tie game, 15-15 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Whoops, there's turning a ball over. Air ball dribble there on Lauren Wingler, and Fort Recovery gets it back. Carly Niekamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. We're down to a minute 35. On the left to Eva Kollig. Fort Recovery's only scored 2 points in this quarter. They led 13-5 coming into the quarter. It's now tied at 15-15. Eva Kollig just lost the ball, picked up by New Knoxville. Here they come. Top of the key. There's a Top with the ball back outside to Kiana Wellman. Wellman's going to be fouled by Fort Recovery. I think Callie Wendell, I believe. Yep. Callie Wendell gets called for the foul. That's only number one on her. She's has no problems. New Knoxville will throw it in. Not a shooting foul. They're having trouble. They're not going to get it in. Now, 5 second violation on New Knoxville. Another turnover on the Lady Rangers as Kiana Wellman just couldn't find a teammate to toss it into. So Fort Recovery with the ball here with a minute to go. Game's tied at 15-15. Callie Wendell with it, and there's a foul called on New Knoxville. Leaning up against Callie was Araya Finnig. And that's the sixth foul, so the next one will be 1-1 for Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp tossing in to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp brings it out across the timeline, back outside. There's Callie Wendell on a three. Bingo! She finally got one here in the quarter. She had 3 threes in the first quarter, and that's her first one here in the second quarter. 12 points on the night. It's 18-15. Fort Recovery by three. Here's Top with the ball inside. Misses. Rebound Carly Niekamp. New Knoxville has several chances to take the lead there. They never could get it done, at least as of yet. Kennedy Mollenkamp right side to Eva Kollig. Back out to Callie Wendell. Here's Sage Luthold with it. Now top of the key to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Tried to pass to Sage Luthold, knocked away. Fort Recovery got it back. Callie Wendell fires a three. It's no good. Rebound, chased down. And they're going to say that's the end of the quarter. Fort Recovery leads by 3 points, 18-15. New Knoxville outscoring Fort Recovery 10-5 in that second quarter after Fort Recovery had outscored the Lady Rangers 13-5 in the first quarter. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service, who has been our very fine second quarter scoreboard sponsor. For outstanding service for all of your farm and lawn and garden equipment, see K&L Tractor Sales and Service on Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Your dealer for those dependable New Holland tractors, and K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery also carries the Kloss farm equipment as well. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here, he was a coach for 37 years, honoring Dennis Hinchin, one of the coaches here at New Knoxville at halftime. They've got a banner that says New Knoxville Rangers coach since 1975. Dennis Henschen served as a coach here at New Knoxville for 37 years. I can tell this was a surprise to him. He's really taken aback by this recognition. So congratulations to Dennis Henschen. He's a New Knoxville fan, that's for sure. We'll be back in a moment, right after we pause for this.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open house at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 25th through the 28th. Stop in and save.
Again, a halftime recognition here for Dennis Henschen. Longtime coach here at New Knoxville. He coached junior high basketball for like 22 years and coached high school girls and boys as well here at New Knoxville. 37 years in all. And once again, congratulations to him. He's got a lot of his family and friends down there, former players, congratulating him on the honor here this evening. Okay, taking a look at my official score sheet, the Radio Rob official score sheet tonight. For New Knoxville, they have 7 points for Lauren Wingler. She has a 3 and 2 twos for her 7 points to lead the team in scoring. Allie Topp has 6 points. On 3 2-point baskets, was 0 for 1 at the free throw line. Unfortunate for her, that free throw would have put them ahead had she been able to hit it, but she couldn't get it. Bren Egbert has 2 points on a 2-point basket, and Addie Albers has 1 point on 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for their total of 15 points here at the half. For the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, they are led by Callie Wendell, having another nice shooting night. She's missed a few, but she has 4 threes in the game, including 3 threes in the first quarter to get the Lady Indians off to a great start. And again, 12 points on the night now for Callie. Carly Niekamp has 4 points on 2 out of 2, or on 2 2-point baskets, I should say, for Carly Niekamp for her 4 points. And then 2 points for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy had 2 out of 2 at the free throw line early on for her 2 points, and that's all there is. Callie Wendell with 12, Carly Niekamp with 4, Kennedy Mollenkamp with 2, for a total of 18 points in the game. Again, at the first quarter, it was Fort Recovery leading 13-5. Here at halftime, Lady Indians on top, thanks to a 3-point basket late in the second quarter by Callie Wendell. Lady Indians on top, 18-15. We're at New Knoxville tonight, the final MAC game of the year for these two teams. Final game of the year period for these two teams as the sectional tournament starts next week. And we will be broadcasting Fort Recovery's games in the tournament next week. Wednesday night is the first game. We invite you to tune in for the broadcast. And I don't have the starting time right on the top of my head right now, so we'll have to give that to you later. But, again, we'll be there next Wednesday night for that basketball game. Halftime at New Knoxville. Lady Indians hanging on, leading 18-15. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this here on PG-14 and J Country 101 Radio.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kaup Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kaup Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kaup Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kaup Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Just about a minute left here in the halftime. Again, Fort Recovery leading 18-15. Fort Recovery sectional game next week will be at Lincoln View, and it will be against Coldwater at 6 p.m. next Wednesday night. We'll have the game for you again here on the radio next Wednesday night. So tune us in for that broadcast. Again, that's next Wednesday night, Fort Recovery battling Coldwater, losing to Coldwater in the regular season. So, but that's been quite a while back, so hopefully we're going to have a different outcome next Wednesday night, at least a more competitive game. We'll see. Of course, the Fort Recovery boys tourney draw came out this week, and they will play New Knoxville in the sectional first-round game at St. Mary's. And if they win that game, they'll have to play, and that's going to be on the 21st, a Tuesday night. And if they win that game, they'll have to play Upper Scioto Valley on Friday night, the 24th of February. Again, that's the boys' team. But the girls play next week on Wednesday night on the 15th. Day after Valentine's Day at Lincoln View against Coldwater. Ben Kramer hands the ball to New Knoxville, and we're underway here in the third quarter, brought to you by Cooper Farms. Check out all the great employment opportunities at Cooper Farms. Inside shots by Top, and she got it. She's there, seems to be their main player. Allie Top with 8 points now. And it's 18-17. Fort Recovery's lead has shriveled to 1 point. Callie Wendell, right side. Over it goes to Sage Luthold. New Knoxville has never led in this game. It's been all Fort Recovery. Take that back. I think they led 2-0. Yep, I believe they led 2-0 early on. That's been their only lead so far. Maddie Guggenbiller with the ball at the free throw line, drives down, feeds over on the left. There's Callie Wendell firing and hitting. It's a two-point basket. She was a little bit inside the line that time. Makes a score 20-17. Fort Recovery by 3 points again. New Knoxville with the ball. New Knoxville trying to get a win to close out the regular season here. Here's a shot by Top. It's no good by Abby. Rebound comes to Carly Niekamp. She feeds it off to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who goes down the court in the middle. Now on the left to Callie Wendell. She'll bomb a three. It's no good off the mark, but Carly Niekamp gets the rebound on the opposite side. Now it gives back outside to Callie Wendell, and she's going to be fouled. Reaching around her and fouling her was New Knoxville's Lauren Wengler. Wengler called for the foul. Right side it goes to Sage Luthold, back out top to Carly Niekamp. Left to Callie Wendell, drives in, stops, feeds back outside to Maddie Guggenbiller. Carly Niekamp, top of the key. Over on the right corner to Callie Wendell, feeds into Carly Niekamp, and she scores. Carly gets it to go down. That's her third basket of the night. 6 points for Carly. That's 22-17. Fort Recovery's lead is back up to five. That's the biggest it's been since the game was tied. They did lead by 10 points early on in the early part of the second quarter, 15-5. But again, New Knoxville scored 10 straight points to tie up the game at 15-15 at that time. Oh, stolen by Carly DeCamp. Nice steal by Carly. She brings it down. Three-pointer. Nope, doesn't take it. Gives to Callie Wendell. No good on a three. Rebound comes down to Bryn Egbert of New Knoxville. New Knoxville with the basketball. Rob Weaver here from New Knoxville High School. Always love coming over to New Knoxville. Nice people over here. And they've got a nice facility. Not a giant one, but it's nice. Outside New Knoxville with the ball. And here's a foul called on Kennedy Mollenkamp. And I also appreciate the fact that this community has gone overboard to try to keep this school open. I mean, it's really a very extremely small school. The numbers they have to choose from for their athletic teams is minuscule. And yet they managed to keep the school going. And I appreciate all those efforts. Here's a collision, no call. The shot from the left side by New Knoxville is no good by Lauren Wingler, and I think New Knoxville knocked it out. Yes, they did. Fort Recovery will have the ball. Of course, Fort Recovery, a great community as well. Anytime the Fort Recovery community wants to get something done, the billfolds open up. People seem to come up with the money and the volunteerism and all the effort to get things done in good old Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell with the ball for the Lady Indians out top. 4:34 to go. Left side, Sage Luthold with it. She'll feed to Eva Colley. Gets up and, oh, rolls off of there. No good. Rebound. Mollenkamp, yes. Kennedy Mollenkamp scoring. That's her first field goal of the night, giving her a total of 4 points. New Knoxville brings the ball up. Here's Kiana Wellman with it. Passes now to Lauren Wingler, who's dribbling out front. She'll feed over here to Addie Albers. Back out to Kiana Wellman. Now with the ball is Bryn Egbert. Egbert feeds on the right wing. Driving in, up and no good. Rebounds off of top, I believe. Fort Recovery will get the ball. Missing that shot for New Knoxville a moment ago was Addie Albers. 24-17, Lady Indians up by 7 here. Their biggest lead has been 10. And Mollenkamp is fouled by Allie Topp, I'm sorry. I think that might be her third foul. No, the scoreboard says 1. Wow. I'm sure she had at least 2. So only 1, they say, on Allie Topp. Free throws up and good by Kennedy Mollenkamp. She's perfect from the line tonight, 3 for 3. She will have one more here. It's no good this time, 3 for 4. Rebound comes to New Knoxville. Getting the rebound there for New Knoxville was Bryn Egbert. Egbert has it over in the right corner now, brings it back out top. Circles around, feeds over on the left wing to Kiana Wellman. Wellman goes in the lane, forces the shot up. It's no good, but the official says, Ben Kramer says it was a foul on Fort Recovery. On Eva Colleague, that's number 2 on Eva. So at the line for New Knoxville, up and no good by Kiana Wellman. That's her first free throw of the evening. She will have one more. New Knoxville has shot, this will be their 5th free throw of the evening, and that one's good. They've hit 2 out of the 5 so far tonight. Fort Recovery shot 4 free throws, all by Kennedy Mollenkamp, and she's hit 3 out of the 4 for the Lady Indians this evening. Lead is back to 7, 25-18, Fort Recovery with the ball. Out top to Callie Wendell, on the left to Kennedy Mollenkamp. to Wendell. 3 minutes to go here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. There's a shot by Kennedy Mollenkamp up, no good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp, no good. Couldn't get a good handle on the ball. And rebound comes to New Knoxville to Brent Egberts. Check out all the employment opportunities for Cooper Farms at cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. A lot of great job opportunities available. Shot's no good by New Knoxville. Here's one up and good by Allie Topp on the rebound. Allie Topp with her 10th point of the night. That makes the score now 25-20. Right side to Carly Niekamp. Back out top to Mollenkamp. On the left to Callie Wendell. She'll dribble in, hit. That was about 16 feet away. Callie Wendell on a two, giving her a total now of 16 points on the night. Another great night for Callie Wendell. She has four threes and two twos tonight. There's a shot fired up. No good on the fly. And a scramble for the rebound. They're going to say a foul on New Knoxville. Going to call that personal foul on Lauren Wingler of New Knoxville. We will not be able to bring you tomorrow night's boys game on the radio with Fort Recovery New Knoxville, but you can hear it on fortrecoveryradio.com. Don't forget, you can always hear the Fort Recovery games all the time on fortrecoveryradio.com. Maddie Guggenbiller with it, drives in, stops. Feeds back outside to Carly Niekamp. Here's a three, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville, to Addie Albers. Feeds over to Kiana Wellman. Wellman across the timeline, works her way to the right wing, stops. Tries to feed a cutter. Finds Topp inside, back outside it goes. Ball's tipped away by Fort Recovery, but New Knoxville got it back. Here's a pass to Topp, goes inside, and she's going to be fouled by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Allie Topp will go to the free throw line with two shots. And for Kennedy, that is number three on Kennedy Mollenkamp. That's not good news for Fort Recovery. Coach Holly Gann and Jeff Vaughn consulting about the third foul on Kennedy, whether to leave her in or not. And she's going to come out. Sage Luthold is going to come in. Allie Topp puts it up. Good. Banked it in. Kind of had a smile on her face like, well, I was lucky on that one. There goes Mollenkamp out, and Sage Luthold comes in. And the Cooper Farms third quarter. This one's up and no good this time. Rebound off of New Knoxville. Fort Recovery will have the basketball. Don't forget, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg in this area. Cooper Farms, the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms. We'll be back in a moment. Fort Recovery calls timeout. So timeout on the court. And we'll be back after we pause for this commercial message from Wayne Oil.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Once again, they recognize the two seniors playing here tonight, Maddie Guggenbiller of Fort Recovery, and senior Allie Topp of New Knoxville. That's the only seniors for these two teams combined. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp firing, missing off the rim. Rebound chased down by Eva Kollig. Gives to Callie Wendell. Right side, there's Maddie Guggenbiller on a three. It's too long, no good. Air ball. Rebound Allie Topp of New Knoxville. We're in the Cooper Farms third quarter. 29 seconds left to go. 27-21. Lady Indians up by six. Pass goes inside to Allie Top, puts it up. No good. Can't get it to go down. Rebound Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp gives off to Callie Wendell. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp. One shot here, gals. Down to 9 seconds. Maddie Guggenbiller looking, passing to Eva Collig. Carly Niekamp back out top to Callie Wendell. Not a good shot. They waited a little bit too long, and Callie just didn't get off a very good shot. I'm not even sure that would have countered if it went in. So that's the end of the third quarter. The score is 27-21. Lady Indians gain a little bit of distance on New Knoxville after leading only by three at halftime, 18-15. It's now 27-21. Fort Recovery outscoring New Knoxville 9-6 in that third quarter of play. Thanks once again to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Check out the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team. And don't forget, Cooper Farms would love to purchase your corn from you. If you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, go to 800 or call 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at New Knoxville, home of the Rangers. Fort Recovery leading 27-21 as we start the fourth quarter of play. I don't mind starting the varsity game at 6 o'clock. That means I get home a little bit earlier. Would like to have a JV team, though. We need the feeder system going here for Fort Recovery, but just not enough gals to have a JV team this year. New Knoxville didn't either. Here's Callie Wendell firing a shot on the left baseline and missing, but she is fouled in the act of shooting. New Knoxville only dressed seven players tonight, period. That's all they had. Callie Wendell at the free throw line. It's up and no good on the free throw. Now, Callie, how can you hit those three-pointers and you can't hit a free throw, huh? That one's good. There she showed me. One out of two for Callie, and that makes the score a seven-point game, 28-21. New Knoxville with the basketball here. Oh, they threw it away. Miscommunication there between Allie Top and New Knoxville's Addie Albers. Albers threw it to where she thought Top was going to be, but Allie had cut to the basket and was gone from the scene. The ball went out of bounds, untouched. Kennedy Mollenkamp with it. Right side to Carly Niekamp. Almost took an extra step there. Callie Wendell drives the left side. No good. Fouls on Carly Niekamp over the back on the rebound. And that's going to be number two on Carly. Bob Stogler's down there keeping the scorebook for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, as he usually does. Again, Fort Recovery coming into the game tonight, 6-14. New Knoxville, 1-20. But New Knoxville's giving the Lady Indians a battle here, that's for sure. Here's a shot up and banking it in. New Knoxville's Lauren Wengler. That gives her 9 points on the night, and it's 28-23. Lead is back to 5 points. This game is far from over. 6:20 to go in the contest. Maddie Guggenbiller over to Eva Collig. Right side it goes to Callie Wendell. Now inside to Carly Niekamp, up and no good. And she is fouled in the act of shooting. And Carly will be at the line for two shots. Niekamp, 22. Carly has 6 points on the night. This is her first free throw of the evening. First one is up and no good, off to the right side. Tomorrow night, the radio will be on the radio at home at Jay County with Jay County playing Heritage tomorrow night. We'll have the JV and varsity games for you tomorrow evening. One more. It's up and good this time. That was actually a little bit off to the left, but bounced back towards the center and eventually fell in. 29-23. Lead is back to six. New Knoxville with the ball, down by 6 points. There's a drive to the hoop. Ball is passed off. Back out to Alley Top. Top will pass over on the right side. There's a shot up. Partially blocked by Sage Luthold, I believe. Lauren Wengler missing that one. Fort Recovery with the rebound. Carly Niekamp has it. She'll dump it over to Kennedy Mollenkamp on the right wing. Kennedy dribbles in, fires the shot on the move, and got it. Kennedy Mollenkamp. That is her seventh point of the night. And it's 31-23. Lady Indians now stolen by Callie Wendell. Here she comes down, and she lost it out of bounds, but they say it was touched by New Knoxville's Kiana Wellman. So Fort Recovery will have it underneath their own hoop. Outside to Callie Wendell, firing a three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville to Bryn Egbert. Egbert dumps it out to Kiana Wellman. Wellman comes down. Back to Egbert. Fires a three. No good off the mark. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery's Eva Kollig. Kollig gives it over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp down between the circles now. Dribbling the ball. Right side on the wing to Sage Luthold. Luthold looking. Dribbling the ball. Goes down low. Scramble for the ball. We have a held ball. It's going to go to New Knoxville. Again, at halftime here tonight, they honored longtime coach of New Knoxville, Dennis Henschen. Dennis coached for 37 years here, 22 years in junior high ball, and he also coached high school boys and girls basketball. Timeout is called on the court. 4:51 to go in the game. Fort Recovery leads 31-23 over the New Knoxville Lady Rangers.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and also help answer any questions you may have. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
New Knoxville brings the ball up the court here. Down to 4:40 to go in the game. Alley Top with it, passes back, it's loose, jump ball is called, and it's going to go to Fort Recovery. Again, your three officials tonight are Ben Kramer, A.J. Kramer, and Bruce Etzler. Kennedy Mollenkamp across the timeline on the left to Sage Luthold. Sage will pass back out top to Callie Wendell. Callie dribbling the ball. Right side to Carly Niekamp. Over to Sage Luthold. Lady Indians kind of have it spread out here, trying to eat a little bit of the clock. Leading 31-23. And there's a foul called on New Knoxville on Kiana Wellman. Fort Recovery would win their seventh game tonight if they can hang on here. End up 7-14. Again, they play Coldwater next Wednesday at Lincoln View for the first round of the sectional. We'll be there to bring you the game next Wednesday from Lincoln View, a very nice new gymnasium there, only a few years old. Beats the old gymnasium they used to have there. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the left, back out to Carly Niekamp. Dribbled the ball off her foot, but picked up by Callie Wendell. Now to Kennedy Mollenkamp on the left. Out to Eva Kollig. On the right side it goes to Carly Niekamp. Ball's tipped away by New Knoxville, but Kennedy Mollenkamp has it. And then there's a bump by Addie Albers, who bumped into Kennedy Mollenkamp, knocking her on the ground, knocking her on the floor. And so Kennedy Mollenkamp will go to the line with two shots, actually one and one. One and one here for Kennedy. Dribbles the ball. It is good. That makes it a 9-point game, 32-23. Again, the biggest lead for the Lady Indians was 10 at 15-5. This one's up, and it is good again. That equals the 10-point lead, as it's now 33-23. After the Lady Indians got that 10-point lead, New Knoxville ran off 10 points in a row to tie the game. And it had been pretty close ever since until now. Lady Indians pulling to a 10-point lead. There's a foul called on Callie Wendell a moment ago, her second of the game. Inside shots up and good by Allie Topp. But they're going to say she walked before the shot. No basket. Take it away. Kennedy Mollenkamp with it. Drives inside. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound Maddie Guggenbiller. No good. Rebound Maddie. Needs some help. And they're going to call a foul on New Knoxville. I think that was the help that Maddie needed. She was hemmed in down there. Triple team. Stay tuned. Hopefully we'll have Holly Gann coming up after the game tonight. Maddie Guggenbiller puts the free throw up and good. Again, that foul was on Allie Topp a moment ago, her second of the game. Nobody really for either team is in any foul trouble. That's also good by Maddie. Her first points of the night. Sage Luthold will come in for Fort Recovery, and Carly Niekamp will take a rest. Down comes New Knoxville, and there's a timeout called by the Lady Rangers. 2:50 left to go. It's a 12-point game. 35-23, Fort Recovery in the lead. We'll be back.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM in Portland, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Don't forget, tonight's boys game will be only on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And Coach Holly Gann calls a timeout now. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Eric Catterley is our studio producer at WPGW. And I think Ava Shane is at FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. I'm not positive about that, but she usually is. Here we go, New Knoxville with the ball. They trail by 12 points. Here's a three-point shot, no good. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville on the opposite side. Back outside it goes. They need to shoot the ball quickly here, trailing by 12. Here's a three-point shot. It's good. Addie Albers hits a three, and that makes it a 35-25 game. Back to a 10-point game. Biggest lead was 13 a moment ago. Indians with the ball, tipped away and stolen by New Knoxville. Here should be two easy ones, and they missed it, but a foul's called on Fort Recovery. Shot was up and no good by Addie Albers, but she was fouled by Fort Recovery. Going to call that one on Maddie Guggenbiller. Addie Albers goes to the line with two shots. This could cut it to an 8-point game. Oh, she missed it. Boy, they've had their chances. One more for Addie Albers. This is up, and it is no good again. Rebound, Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp down across the timeline. Lady Indians appear to have this game in the bag. 35-25 lead. Here's Guggenbiller, wide open. Oh, she missed the shot. Rebound, Carly Niekamp missed the open shot. Out of bounds it goes off of Maddie Guggenbiller, and New Knoxville will have the basketball. Lady Rangers trailing by 10, 35-25, and they threw it away. But the official said it was touched by Fort Recovery, so New Knoxville will keep the ball. Here comes the inbounds pass. Shots fired up and good. Kiana Wellman hits her first basket of the night to make it an 8-point game. 35-27. New Knoxville pressing full court here. Callie Wimba with the basketball. Down she comes. Out front with it. A minute 12 left in the game. New Knoxville needs to do something pretty quick here. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the ball. Here's Callie Wendell. Now fouls called on New Knoxville. It's going to be 1-1 for Fort Recovery. Well, the Lady Indians don't hit their free throws. It's going to give New Knoxville a little bit of an opening here. Callie Wendell, with her long ponytail, will be at the free throw line. It's up and good. Thought about dropping out of there, but it went down in. Callie now has 12, 16, 18 points on the night. One more for her here. And this is also good. Both those bounced way up in the air and went down in anyway. 37-27. That helps. A 10-point lead again. Inside shots fired up. No good. Rebound up and good by Addie Albers. Makes it an 8-point game again, 37-29. Down comes Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell drives, misses the shot. Eva Kollig up and in. Eva Kollig gets her first basket of the night. A big one there. Back to a 10-point game, and New Knoxville just threw it away. And senior Allie Topp goes out for the last time in the regular season. Gets a nice round of applause from the New Knoxville fans here. Down to 20 seconds. Fort Recovery has this baby in the bag. 7 wins on the year against 14 losses, and I'll be quite honest about it. Back early on, the Lady Indians at one time didn't look like they were going to win 2 games this year. And they end up winning 7, playing much better as of late. And that's the end of the game. 39-29. Fort Recovery wins by 10 points over the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. New Knoxville finishes at 1-21 on the season. Fort Recovery improves to 7-14 on the year. Congratulations to the Lady Indians. We'll be back in a moment here at New Knoxville right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaup Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month. This month, we are offering 15% off Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Fish Oil Nutraceuticals. Numerous clinical studies have shown increasing your intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oil can enhance your overall cardiovascular function, including healthy heart rhythm, circulation, blood vessel function, and triglyceride levels. Visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bourne, or Union City, Indiana. Kaup Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We are back here at New Knoxville as the Lady Indians come away with a victory tonight, knocking off the Lady Rangers by a score of 39-29, leading 13-5 at the first quarter, 18-15 at halftime, 27-21 after three, and again the final was a 10-point margin. Joining us now is the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, Holly Gann. Congratulations. Nice way to finish the year.
Yeah, it was. You know, we had a little bit of a slow start, but, you know, in games like these early, we would be going bucket to bucket with these teams. So, again, just like Tuesday, it was really nice to see that the girls kind of got that cushion, you know, kind of eased up a little bit, got in there again. It's kind of able to build that cushion again, allowed us to make a couple errors late in the game and still be okay. So again, great game by those guys, great season. You know, it's really fun to watch these girls where we start and kind of where we're at now. And we got next Wednesday, we got Coldwater.
I you don't have to admit this, but I'm sure at one point in time you said, golly, are we gonna win anything this year?
Well, you know, it's one of those things. It's like, I think there's a lot of more internal battles that I face than it's so much of what's happening in front of my face. So it's like, I'm a competitor. You know, winning isn't always everything, but it is. Like, in my world, it is. So when you get a group of girls that are just working hard every day, you yourself have to do a lot of self-reflection and practice what you preach. It's that learning and growing. Pick one thing every week, focus on that, move on. You know, figuring out those guys, figure out our strengths. We played some 2-3 early. We switched to a lot of man, looking at Callie and her ability to defend. When she defends well, she plays well, right? So I guess that's the process. And sure, like, are we going to win? Yeah. You know, those early ones, you get Arcanum, New Bremen, we were right there. You know, there's a couple games there earlier, you're just like, gosh, man, I want to go play those guys again.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's timing. It's a little bit of timing. You know, the Jay County, you know, they're a great team. So you kind of know those games were, we're going to need to work on some other things, like teach them to do different movements, looking at some defense, attacking their zones. You know, I felt like early in the year we got zone, 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 zone. And this last stretch, if you really look what most teams have done to us, it's been a lot more man than it has been zone.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Callie did lead you again tonight, 19 points. She's really been on a pretty nice streak here.
Yeah, she has. And you know, again, she knows her job. She is playing fearlessly, which early in the year, Callie would never take the ball up the court just because that was not her comfort level. So each one of these guys have kind of developed in a different way. And for her, it's definitely that. She's found she wants the ball. You can tell she wants the ball late in the game. She wants that ball in her hands. And she, you know, her shooting thing is exactly where we need it to be. And she, defensively, she puts pressure on people. She causes turnovers. She is a quiet energy giver by things that she does. And sometimes those are not stat lines. Like the defense intensity that she can give to us on the top of that court is important for everybody else below us.
Well, this was the last regular season game for your senior, Maddie Guggenbiller. So I'll give you an opportunity to say a few things about Maddie.
Absolutely. You know, Maddie came out last year. And so Maddie, up to that point, had played 2 years of CYO, and I knew I was going to like her. You know, she's offensively, she knows the game of basketball. She's probably my offensively minded, most driven person offensively. And so Maddie hung out last year with us, and she decided she wanted to come out again. When she's hot on her threes, she can hit the ball. But the thing about Maddie is she's just a funny person. She's a great kid to be around. She works really hard. She makes all the people around her want to work hard. She's verbal in practice. She's joking around when things get rough. And she's going to be missed. You know, she's a kid that, again, she didn't put the 4 years in, but it feels like it. It feels like she is a leader, and she's kind of that mama hen on the team. And she's got a great attitude. She's a coachable kid. She's going to go play at softball at Defiance. So I know for a kid that's already committed to softball, to come out and play basketball for us and put that time in, is, it says a lot about her.
Well, and filled an important hole for you, too, if she wouldn't have been there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Maddie obviously started every single game for us. She offensively, you know, you're seeing her drive a little bit more, getting more comfortable there. And she posts up, and we worked on that. So when she continues to do those things for us, she's going to offensively become a threat. And she has. She's had games where, you know, she's had double-digit points in games where she's had 6 or 7. But the 6 or 7, couple free throws here, you know, that's important. All those little pieces add up. And so that's kind of where that team dynamic. Yeah, Callie's had a couple good games. But you really look, Callie can't do it all by herself. We're getting 6 from you, 8 from you, 4 from you, 2 for you. We've had a lot of games this year where we've had those 6 girls, really everybody's pitching in some points.
Well, next Wednesday we go to Lincoln View to take on the Lady Cavaliers. And we lost to them before, but I think it's going to be a different game this time.
Absolutely. You know, I always say that's hard to do it twice, and they know it too. And, you know, and we didn't purposely come and attack them necessarily, but we also, it's one of those things where, hey, there's no way you can do that to us again. We're different. They're different. We're in different places. They know that they feel that maybe they can do that to us, and, I think we're our headspace is different too. So we've got wins under our belt at that time. I don't think we've won that many games. So we have some different levels of confidence that I'm feeling a little bit more hopeful with than the last time we played us. So,
well, we'll be up there next Wednesday. We'll see you then.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Holly. Holly Gann, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Indians win tonight 39-29. We'll wrap it up right after this.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Unofficially on the scoreboard, I have Callie Wendell with 19 points tonight, including 4 three-pointers for Callie. 3 of those were in the first quarter of play. Also 9 points for Kennedy Mullenkamp, 7 for Carly Niekamp, and 2 points for Maddie Guggenbiller. And I was off by 2 points somewhere, so somebody has 2 more than what I just told you there, but that's my unofficial totals for the game for Fort Recovery. For New Knoxville, they had a total tonight of 11 points for Allie Topp, their senior. She does a really nice job for them. Lauren Wingler had a nice game with 9 points this evening. Addie Albers was in the contest for a total of 6 points tonight. Was Brent Egbert with 2. And Kiana Wellman ended up with 3 points. Again, Fort Recovery improves to 7-14. New Knoxville falls to 1-21 on the year. Up next, the Lady Indians will take on the tough Lady Cavaliers from Coldwater in the sectional game at Lincoln View. Again, that'll be next Wednesday night. It'll be a 6 o'clock start time. We'll be there to bring you the game here on PG14, J Country 101, and Fort Recovery Radio.com. So tune in. Thanks to our studio producers, including Eric Catterly at the radio station, Ava Shane at FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody, from New Knoxville.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.